Well, good morning, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes on this beautiful Monday morning. And today, of course, we're here to share our five-minute journey together. Today, we are in Mark chapter 12, verses 1 through 27, where Jesus continues teaching by means of a parable about tenants in a vineyard. The religious leaders question him about paying taxes and about rising from the dead. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is prayer. So let's begin at Mark chapter 12, verses 1 through 27. Then Jesus spoke to them in parables. Once there was a man who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a hole for the winepress, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to tenants and left home on a trip. When the time came to gather the grapes, he sent a slave to the tenants to receive from them his share of the harvest. The tenants grabbed the slave, beat him, and sent him back without a thing. Then the owner sent another slave. The tenants beat him over the head and treated him shamefully. The owner sent another slave, and they killed him, and they treated many others the same way, beating some and killing others. The only one left to send was the man's own dear son. Last of all, then, he sent his son to the tenants. I'm sure that they will respect my son, he said. But those tenants said to one another, "Ah, this is the owner's son. Come, let us kill him, and his property will be ours." So they grabbed the son and killed him and threw his body out of the vineyard. Now, what then will the owner of the vineyard do? Asked Jesus. Well, he will come and he will kill those tenants and turn the vineyard over to others. Surely you have read this scripture. The stone which the builders rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all. This was done by the Lord. What a wonderful sight it is. The Jewish leaders tried to arrest Jesus because they knew that he had told this parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away. Some Pharisees and some members of Herod's party were sent to Jesus to trap him with questions. They came to him and said, "Teacher, we know that you tell the truth without worrying about what people think. You pay no attention to anyone's status, but teach the truth about God's will for people. Tell us, is it against our law to pay taxes to the Roman emperor? Should we pay them or not?" But Jesus saw through their trick, and he answered, "Why are you trying to trap me? Bring a silver coin and let me see it." They brought him one, and he asked, "Whose face and name are these?" "Well, it's the emperor's," they answered. So Jesus said, "Well, then pay to the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and pay to God what belongs to God." And they were amazed at Jesus. Then some Sadducees, who say that people will not rise from the dead, came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, Moses wrote this law for us. If a man dies and leaves a wife but no children, that man's brother must marry the widow so that they can have children who will be considered the dead man's children. Once there were seven brothers. The oldest got married, and he died without having children. Then the second one married the woman, and he also died without having children. And then the same thing happened to the third brother, and then to the rest. All seven brothers married the woman and died without having children. Last of all, the woman died. Now, when all the dead rise to life on the day of the resurrection, whose wife will she be? All seven of them had married her." And Jesus answered them, "How wrong you are. And do you know why? It is because you don't understand, or you don't know the scriptures or God's power. For when the dead rise to life, they will be like the angels in heaven, and they will not marry. Now, as for the dead being raised, haven't you ever read in the book of Moses the passage about the burning bush? There it is written that God said to Moses, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is the God of the living, not of the dead. you are completely wrong. And then the key verse for today is Mark chapter 12, verse 17. So Jesus said, well then, pay to the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and pay to God what belongs to God. And so here we have again, the wisest of the wise of Israel doing their best to trip up Jesus and get him to say something that they can use to condemn him and to disqualify him as the Messiah. But then again, as Jesus does only what he says the Father, what he sees the Father doing, we know that Jesus is only going to respond according to the will of God, and they will not be able to trap him. You know, it is good to be able to serve an all-wise and all-knowing God, one that can never be confused, one that never can be entrapped. That's the Jesus that we serve. Let's pray. Holy Jesus, beloved Son of God, plant your teachings within my heart. Nurture my faith so that I may serve you each day as a fruitful disciple. Amen. All right. Well, that brings our Monday morning quickly to a close. Join me tomorrow as we are going to be reading Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 44, where Jesus teaches about the most important commandment and commands a poor widow for her offering. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.